we said that we have two more issues to still touch on in Israel of the Hanus Nitnu, in Mitzvah of the Hanus Nitnu. And then Bez Hashem, after that, we'll move on to Kiddushin Mechdash Yirei. So the two issues that we still need to discuss in Mitzvah Slav Lehanus Nitnu are, one is not a Mitzvah Slav Lehanus Nitnu issue per se, it's an our sugya issue, where our Gemara said that a lulav shel avodah zarah, if imnatal kasher, that if you take it, it is kasher. So Rashi was bothered, why imnatal kasher? I thought avodah zarah is also about na'a, and isn't taking the lulav a hana'a, so aren't you getting hana'a by taking the lulav? So shouldn't that be a problem? So Rashi said, no, don't worry about that, mitzvah of the honest didn't know. So what some of the achronim are bothered by is, what about the mitzvah ba'ba'vera problem? That it's going to be a mitzvah ba'ba'vera to take lulav shel avodah zarah. So there are two ways you can phrase that question. One way to phrase that question is the way that Tosfos did on Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, that it's a lulav shel avodah zarah. So someone obviously was oveid that lulav at some point, and that's why it's a mitzvah ba'ba'vera. So shouldn't it be a problem of mitzvah ba'ba'vera? That was Tosfos and Lamed Amud Aleph that led Tosfos to say that the geder of mitzvah ba'ba'vera is only when the avera leads you to the mitzvah, that the way you're able to do the mitzvah is through the avera, but when the avera is not what leads you to the mitzvah, then it's not mitzvah ba'ba'vera. That is not the question the achronim are dealing with over here. The question the achronim are dealing with over here is not mitzvah ba'ba'vera of the fact that someone once worshipped it, in which case you could very easily answer, the fact that that guy bowed down to that tree did not lead me to have the ability to do this mitzvah. I don't care. I couldn't care less if the guy bowed down to this tree or not. I would have been perfectly capable of doing this mitzvah had the person never bowed down to this tree. Elamai, what's the question that the Achronim are bothered by? So if you look in the Sfas Emes and the Minchas Chinuch, they're bothered by the kasha that there is an issur in the Torah of Lo Yidbak Biyad Chamu'uma, that a person is not supposed to have any connection to avodah zarah. The things that are avodah zarah, you're not supposed to take into your possession. It's a toeva, and you bring it into your possession. That's a separate violation midaraisa. Now that iser certainly enables the mitzvah, because if you never take it into your possession, then you're not going to be able to do the mitzvah of netilas lulav. So certain, on that level, shouldn't it be a mitzvah ba'ba'vera that by taking it into your possession, you're in violation of liyadbak b'yad kabu'uma, and then you go and you try to be yotzei the mitzvah with it? So this fasemis in source number 19 asks, l'chari yish l'akshos, tafil lav asher demosha, forget about asher demosha, even if it's not something that's kitu zemech l'shira, mikol makom evi mitzvah ba'ba'vera, mitzvah alav de lo savi toev el be'secha, the yisr of lo savi toev el be'secha, you're not allowed to bring a toeva into your house. Now lo savi toev el be'secha includes a lot more than just avodah zarah. Lo savi toev el be'secha, the Gemara Darshins includes even things that just can be used for the bad. For instance, the Gemara says that if you have a sefer Torah that's chaser os achas, is a violation of toeva, of bringing a toeva into your house, because it's something that can be used to misunderstand the Torah. Or if you have a shtar perua, if you have a document that's already been paid, that's also something, because you can go and recollect with it even though you're not owed the money anymore. But certainly included in that, and primarily what that pasuk is about taking avodah zarah into your possession. So you're not allowed to take avodah zarah into your possession. Isn't that mitzvah ba'ba'vera? So says the Sfas Emes, it depends on how you understand. There's a machlokas rishonim in regard to what the geder of the iser is of losavi toev el be'secha, of bringing something into your house. Miu b'loshen Ramban v'achinuch parshzeke v'chein b'ramah milchsev v'dazor mashma de'eno over el b'nehene. He said there's a significant group of rishonim, Ramban, Sefer Achinuch, Rambam, that all assume that the violation of losavi toev el be'secha is not in bringing something into your possession, but it brings on into your possession and enjoying it, getting hana'a from it. But they all ask on that. Aye, there's a gemara in avodah zarah daf chaf aleph. Dilo yaskir beis dira la'akum mishum shemachnis l'tocha avodah zarah. You're not allowed to rent out your house to an ovid kochavim, because you have to be concerned that maybe he's going to bring avodah zarah into the house, and it's your house. Lo savi toev el be'secha. So what's the kasha? You see, clearly, lo savi toev el be'secha is even when you're not getting any ana, you're renting it to the guy to live there. The fact that he brings an avodah zarah gives you absolutely no ana. Now, avodah zarah is giving you no ana. V'imkein mashma d'gamim eina ana over. So he says, v'nir lani as daiti t'lo asrael b'masker beso l'akim shemashil beso l'shmiros avodah zarah. Avolo matzinu sha'asu l'haniach lichnos avodah chavim im avodah zarah shalo l'bayis shalanu. He says, even that is not us. When you rent a house to an Ovid Kochavim, and he brings his Avodah Zarah into it. The Isser is in renting a place to serve as a home for the Avodah Zarah. That you're not allowed to rent for him a place that serves as a home for an Avodah Zarah. It is not a violation of bringing Avodah Zarah into your house. That's a different issue. You are providing support for the Avodah Zarah. That's the problem over there. But in terms of just bringing Avodah Zarah into your house when you're not supporting the Avodah Zarah in any way, to allow a guy to bring Avodah Zarah into a house that you happen to own is not a violation of the Savit Weva. So, if a guy walks into your house and he happens to be wearing a crucifix or something on him and you hold that that's Avodah Zarah, right? And that's something that, let's say, he mamish bows to or whatever, you don't have to throw him out of your house. That's not something that is a violation of Lo Savi Toev El Beisecha, because you're getting nothing from that. You're getting no benefit from that. Nor are you providing shelter for the Avodah Zarah. He just happens to be walking into your house with Avodah Zarah. Or even if he just brings the Avodah Zarah in for some need other than a Hana'a. So that's why he says it wouldn't be a violation of Lo Savi Toev. So in our case, when you're taking the lulav shel Avodah Zarah and you're using it for the mitzvah, so you want to say, it's a mitzvah baba aveira, because by definition, lo savi toeva. So no, it's not by definition lo savi toeva. According to this significant group of Rishonim, it's only lo savi toeva if you're na'ana from it. All you're doing is doing a mitzvah with it. You're not na'ana from it. So it's not going to be a problem with lo savi toeva. Yeah?
We always, is it a question that Mitzvah Lahenos Nenu is that it's getting rid of the hana? Is it if it's not there? Or is it, I thought we were learning is if it's like meh by the mitzvah. But, you know, if there happened to be another issue.
Well, I think the way most of the Rishonim expressed it is that the spiritual pleasure is not pleasure. Meaning, over here, there is no physical pleasure to speak of. Okay. The pleasure of serving God is not called hana'a halachically by things that are asubana, which would certainly work by lulav, because lulav is the example of a mitzvah that doesn't have any physical pleasure. It's purely a spiritual pleasure, the pleasure of serving the Ribbono Shel Olam. So that is Sosemis only explains according to those Rishonim that assume that the Isser is only when you get Hana from it. If you hold that it's a very literal Isser, if you hold like, I don't know who holds that way, I think maybe Tosfos is a Shitas of Tosfos, that if you bring the Isser into your house, just bringing it into your house alone, even without getting any Hana from it, is a problem. So then Sfasem is in trouble, then we're still in trouble, then you still have a violation of, it still seems to be a problem of Mitzvah Babavera. Yeah?
When you're renting to go to your house, aren't you indirectly getting hung up from the Avodah Zarah? Because
he wouldn't rent if he couldn't bring his Avodah Zarah
then. Pretty much. If you told him that he couldn't bring some things in, maybe he wouldn't.
Yeah, but that's not direct hanar from the Avodah Zarah. I mean, hanar from the Avodah Zarah is you take the lulav and you sweep with it. You know, you actually use the item for hanar. Over here, it's like grama, you know? It's
even the fact that we're saying lo yidbak includes hanar, it's a lens.
Okay, I mean, what we're really darshing is not lo yidbak. I kept on quoting that pasuk because for some reason I remembered that being the pasuk. They're quoting lo savi toev el beisecha. So, and they assume that that's only begeder hanar. Now, I was just thinking, if you say like Tosfos, that's literal, don't bring it into your house, right? And it has nothing to do with whether you get hana from it or not. So could you argue that it's possible to fulfill the mitzvah of Dalad Minim without bringing it into your house? Fulfill it outside. And maybe that's not a violation of the literal, if you understand like Tosfos, that it's a very literal, L'Savi Toeva El Beisecha. So maybe that Isser is only violated when it's El Beisecha, but if you just take it out in the street somewhere, so you could be Yotze in the mitzvah, and it's not going to be a mitzvah of Baba Vera. But Pashas is not that way. The Pashas Pshat is that it's even Beisecha, but Kalvachomer biyadecha, meaning if you actually take it in your hands, that's going to be even worse than having it brought into your house. El Beisecha is a riboy that teaches even if the guy brings the Avodah Zarah into your house when you rent in the house, then even that's aser. But for sure, for you to take it in your hands yourself, bring it into your possession, so that's that would seem to be even worse. Yeah.
With what you said before, that if you use your, according to like these Rishonim, if you use your lulav as a whatever, as a
broom,
then you know that it'll be over the Isser. But isn't that? I mean, doesn't that pose a problem that we're much more makel for something that's ubdut the mitzvah than something that's, you know, mm-hmm. and we're being more makel for something that's ubdut the chol? Posing any problems?
What do you mean by that?
We're saying it's usher to use this lulav for something that's ubdut the chol, but we're saying it's mutter to use it for something that's ubdut the mitzvah.
Right.
It's not like. Issue
no, I think that because it's not called hana, it's an issue of hana. It's not that we're being more machmir or more megal. It's just an issue of hana. It's not called hana. We're not being more machmir, one way or the other. It's not, I don't think that's the way to look at it. You're not getting hana from it.
Okay.
Right, so you know, it's like, I don't know, I can't think of a good mashal, but you're just not getting on that. The Beis Halevi deals with this question. Minchas Chinuch deals with the question, but I don't think really says anything new. I mean, he just says the question. He just points out that this answer only works, does not work according to Tosfos. Right, so, you know, according to Tosfos, that the Isser is a very literal Isser of Machnas Lebeso. Even if you don't want to get Hanah from it, even if you have no intention to get Hanah from it, you're still gonna have the Isser. Now, he does add the idea of Machnas Liado. If you look in the Minchas Chinuch Mitzvah Tav Chaf Tes in Os Aleph, in the paragraph that begins with Ulfi, he says Ulfi Masha Kasafti Daf Lo Hanah Over B'Machnas Davar Me'Avod Zara Mishum Lo Savi. He says, according to what I said before, that even if you're not getting Hanah, like Shita Satosfos, that just bringing it into your house is a violation. Pashut to lav dafka l'toch beso. So he makes the order that I said before. I forgot where I saw it. It was Minchas Chinuch. He says it's pashut that it doesn't only mean in your house. Du adin liyado. If you bring it into your hand, also that's going to be a problem. Probably kal v'chomer. Ayin avod zor chafal from Ralph. Tells the Dibra Maskel Af. Im kain nuchal falpel besugid rashanuch of chesam Ralph. Gabi shofar shal avod zor v'chein belulav. Di yatsa di mitzvah slav lehanosin. Nihidein lo anami kol makom over al kol banim belav do savi. Vad ravi lo mitzvah baba veira. So he says, and therefore you're still stuck with our question then. Then it should still be a mitzvah babavera to take this little shalavot zara. Because by taking it in your hands, you're violating lasavi toeva, el beisecha, and then you're trying to do the mitzvah with it. So forget about all the discussions about mitzvah zavleanus. No, it's a problem of mitzvah hababavera. That's Minchas Chinuch's kasha. That's the kasha we've been dealing with. Beis Halevi has a long tshuva about this, where he suggests what I think are five approaches to dealing with this problem of losavi toeva. So we'll take a quick look, see if we can get the basic idea of what the five approaches of the Beis Halevi are. At the end of Os Yud, in the Beis Halevi, the very last couple lines of Os Yud, on page Reish Vav, it's in the back of your packets. Beis Halevi in the Tshuvas Chelek Aleph Simen Mem Zayin. So at the very end of Os Yud, you see the last two lines, says, V'imkein tikshel l'diday, hada amarav, m'sach sukat, l'lov shalav al-dazara, lo yitav l'minat al-yatza, v'amayatza avi mitzvah b'avera. Arkasha, why are you yotzei the lulav shalav al-dazara? Answer number one is, he tells you, not an answer. He says it right at the very beginning. Ve'ein lidchos. None of them are answers, he says. But ve'ein lidchos. Don't suggest the following. Maybe you want to say that by mitzvah d'rabbanan there's no issue of mitzvah babavera. Where do we see that before? So that was the shita of Shmuel in the Gemara. Right, Tosfos pointed out that dafka by Rabbanan, we're not worried about it. Right, you have on Daf Lamed Ben Aleph, the Gemara had such an opinion that dafka by mitzvah Rabbanan, we're not choshesh for mitzvah b'avera. We gave svaris for it, if you recall. We gave svaris for why that is, that by mitzvah Rabbanan, we're not worried about mitzvah b'avera. My brother had a very nice biur how mitzvah b'avera attacks the ma'isa mitzvah, and the ma'isa mitzvah is l'shma devrei chacham by mitzvah Rabbanan. It's not in the ma'isa itself. Good, there were good svaris for that. He says, so don't tell me that over here. To be yomtov sheni yotzin belulav hagazel, that in yomtov sheni you can use a lulav hagazel v'kasav atos shvili Shmuel mitzvah rabban lo cheshen mitzvah b'avera. And right, you remember that sugyo where we said that Shmuel holds by mitzvah rabban and we're not worried about mitzvah b'avera, and maybe that's what Rava holds. And when Rava says a lulav shalav adzara, if you take a lulav shalav adzara yotzei, maybe Rava only means Yom Tov Sheni. But maybe when you're dealing with a mitzvah da'oraisa, maybe an ichnami, you can't be yotzei with a lulav shalav adzara. Maybe that's all the Gemara means. On Yom Tov Sheni, don't be yotzei with a lulav shalav adzara. Kumosh kozva tos sukasham to be Yom Tov Rishon to be nalachem im kein al korch zocha bavushuv lo mahani lei bittel v'kutuz mitzshiro v'shomachi lo chayish rav l'mitzvah b'avera. And there's other reasons to say that we're dafka talking about Yom Tov Sheni. Maybe that's why we're not worried about mitzvah b'avera over here. So says the Beis Halevi, I don't like that answer one bit. Deze eino maspik da akati tiksha b'had rashan daf chavches isa shofer shalav odazar l'yitkav im taka yatza. Says that's really great if all we had to worry about was Sukkah Daf Lamed Aleph and Beis. That would be a great answer. Oh, Sukkah Lamed Aleph and Beis. Tosfos himself says it's only talking about Yom Tov Sheni, it's only Mitzvah Drabbanan. Rava's passing for Mitzvah Drabbanan, you don't have to worry about Mitzvah Babavera. Problem is, it's not the only Gemara in Shas. There's a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chav Ches, and the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah doesn't talk about a lulav. What does the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah talk about? Shofar. Shofar is distinct from lulav b'Yom Tov Sheni. Shofar is a Mitzvah D'oraisa. And yet we still say, lo yitka, you shouldn't be tokeya from such a shofar shel avodah zarah. But if you are, you're yotzei. So you can't get out of that by saying it's a drabanan. In Ravin Yevamos Taf Kuf Gimel and Beis, sandal shel avodah zarah. Im cholza chalitza sakshera. If you use a sandal shel avodah zarah for chalitza, you use a chalitza shoe made out of avodah zarah. It's kosher. Ay, mitzvah b'avera. In order to use a chalitza shoe, you got to pick it up. And that's a doraisa. We're doing doraisa over there. Mitzvahs chalitza. Mitzvahs yibum is called a mitzvahs chalitza. So mitzvahs chalitza is a b'dievin midoraisa. It's a good maramakom. Ah, b'dievin on a doraisa. That's, if you remember the Ritva, right? That you never find the b'dievin on a doraisa outside of Kachim. You have to figure out what chalitza is exactly. Is it really b'dievin? It's an alternate mode of doing the mitzvah when you learn Yevamos. When you get to it, that's an important topic to discuss when we get to Yevamos. But anyway, so he says, so that answer doesn't fly because it only works for Sukkah Lamed Aleph, and we have to be Shasin. We have to think of all of Shas, and it doesn't work for Yevamos. It doesn't work for Rosh Hashanah. Possibility number two, ubevade docha gadol. You know, basically, he had this style of making sure you know what's not an answer before he even told you what it is. So he says, ubevade docha gadol omer deravelos fir lehach svar demitzvah babavera. He says very docha say that Rava just rejects the entire concept of mitzvah b'avera. So he says, I don't like that one. To just say that mitzvah, whether there is a concept of mitzvah b'avera, is itself a machlokas. If you recall, when we did mitzvah b'avera, we discussed that also. Whether it's a machlokas, I think we discussed it, whether it's a machlokas, whether the concept exists, whether there is in fact a psul of mitzvah b'avera. So it's hard to say that Rava just doesn't hold the mitzvah b'avera. So that's possibility number two, out the window. Next page, on page Reish Zayin, paragraph begins Achein. Achein Kushizu is a possibility number three. Havirak l'shitas ha-tosfos t'kalhani d'kama ravim natal yatza ayri kodem bitl. He says this is only a problem according to Tosfos, that Tosfos understands that when Rava says if you took a lulav shel avodah zarah, you're yotzei the mitzvah, it's before the avodah zarah was batel. Av l'shitas l'shrabbeinu tam b'yivamas. According to Rabbeinu tam b'mesachis yivamas, daf kuf dalet, that which Rava says you can be yotzei with the lulav shel avodah zarah only means after you've been mevatel the avodah zarah, aval kodem bittel lo yotzei, but you absolutely cannot be yotzei before the bittel of the avodah zarah. Then obviously there's no kasha. Why is there no kasha? Because what's the yisur of lo savi toeva besecha? Not to take the toeva. That's if it's still the toeva. If no one's been mevatel the avodah zarah. How is one mevatel in avodah zarah? So if you have the guy who worshipped the avodah zarah, he can be mevatel his own avodah zarah. He can say, no, it's no longer a getzpah, it's no longer an avodah zarah. It's not to be worshipped anymore. So that takes away the shame of avodah zarah from it. So now it's no longer an avodah zarah, then it's not going to be a violation. If you say like that shita, but that shita is only going to be, right, that locks you into one opinion. No? Then you have to explain why it's not l'chadchila. So nu, why isn't it l'chadchila? You could explain it. What do you think? What's the issue? Come on. Why would it not be l'chadchila? There are very few mitzvahs in the world that are mitzvahs shel ritzui. And we have, like Rashi said, meals. It's just a mitzvah shel ritzui. You're going to use something that used to be avodah zarah. We know the history. It's not technically avodah zarah anymore, but it's meals. That's what Rashi said. It's dafka lulav shel avodah zarah that we say. Not because of nisra na'a. Right, stafka, because it's a lulav shel avodah zarah lechadchila not to do it because it's meals. So you take that Rashi and say, yeah, even when you've already been mevatel the shem of avodah zarah from it.
Yeah. Why didn't the Gemara just answer that as his answer? Why'd I have to come up with this whole kimta of Asher de Moshe? I can just say ha lefnei bita ha'acha bita.
Meaning when the Gemara wants to say, you see from there that it's that. You see from there that what are we trying to prove? That it's kosher. We tried to say it, so the Mishnah said it's possible. So the Mishnah was only talking about a share of the Moshe. So the Gemara Mishnah could have said it before the Bittul. That's a good question. Right, that would have been a much simpler answer. It's a good question. I don't know. You have a kasha? It's a good kasha. The Gemara could have said, if this answer were correct, then the Gemara could have just said, oh, you know why the Mishnah said it's possible? Because the Mishnah was talking about before you were mevatel it. Before you mevatel it, attack is possible. Only after you mevatel it. I guess, yeah, but the psul is not a psul be'etzem. It's a psul of mitzvah b'avera. I'm saying it's just practically you have no way of taking it without doing the Avera. But it's not a psul be'etzem. Maybe the Gemara wanted a psul be'etzem.
Okay.
Yeah.
I still don't understand why it would be mius. Like, if you understand, like, what gives something a little zara is like chalos, however you treat it. So, like, a bitul just nullifies that. So now this cheftza itself is not. Yeah,
it
doesn't have a history.
I mean, it's like Enka Tegra. We don't bring the Big Day Zav into the Kodesh. Why? Why no Big Day Zav? This gold was never used for any Avodah Zarah.
How does this little remind you of Avodah Zarah at all?
Because it used to be Avodah Zarah.
Look at it, you don't see the history.
No, but you know that. I mean, it used to be Avodah Zarah. Something that was used for Avodah Zarah, to Dafka use that. It's like. We have such shyness. I mean, it's like Moshe Rabbeinu's Havamina with the Ribbono Shel Olam with the Kiyar. Right. We can use it. Come on, we know what this was used for, these mirrors for women to. So the Rebbe said, no, I love that. I happen to think that was taka, a very good thing for it to be used for. But the idea of its history, the history of an item, means something also. It's not doesn't mean something halachically, but it means something in terms of mius, in terms of it's just. It's not appropriate. I think that makes sense. The idea of, you know, even after you've been about to leave El Dezara. So why does the Beis Halevi not like this answer? So he says, "Amnam hari gamla rabbeinu tam kasha adai in hadu b'chulun daf peites." Because he says, again, you have to be a shasiyid, you have to know every Gemara. So basically, again, what was this third answer he wanted to say? That the reason the Gemara over here does not have a problem with mitzvah b'avera is because we're talking after you've already been mevatel the avodah zarah, so it's no problem with mitzvah b'avera. And that would, and I, before he was bothered, what about shofar? Also, we're talking about shofar after you're mevatel already the avodah zarah, so it's not going to be mitzvah b'avera. What about yivama, sandal, shel chalitza? Also, after you've already been mevatel the avodah zarah, not going to be mitzvah b'avera. I'm going to read Gamla Rabbeinu Tam Kasha, Adayin Hadu B'chulun Daf Peites, Kama Rava, the Mechasin Ba'afar Ir Hanidachas, the Mitzvah Slav Lehanas Nitnu. You're allowed to do Kisui Adam with dirt that came from an Ir Hanidachas, because that's not called getting Anah from the dirt of an Ir Hanidachas. Mitzvah Slav Lehanas Nitnu. Uparach Meha Detanya Lulav Shal Vodazar Leitol Vimnatol Leyatza. And we ask her that, aye, but you're not allowed to use a Lulav Shal Vodazar. Why should you be allowed to use dirt of an Ir Hanidachas? What's the comparison? Over there, we must be talking about when we're quoting about not being yotze, right? Not a lo yotze. We're talking about not even being yotze lulav. Must be talking about before the bittul. V'imkein, my hikshem izel l'rava. So then why is it a kasha? Why are we asking from Rava? You could very well say that mitzvah slav lehanos nitnu, and still you're not yotze because of a different issue. Nothing to do with mitzvah slav lehanos nitnu. You're not yotze because of nothing to do with the nisra and na'a, but because of the savi toeva el b'sechel, because it's a mitzvah baba avera. But by offering dachas is definitely not an issue of lo savi. It's only nisra and na'a. So that makes sense that he'll say that you could be mechasa because it's not the only thing to get over is the Isra'na. Again, just to be clear over here, the Gemara tried to compare using a lulav shalav al dezara to a case of using dirt from an irani dachas. What's the problem with dirt from an irani dachas? You're not allowed to get hana'a from the dirt of an irani dachas. Is there an issue of losavi toevel besecha by sweeping the dirt over the blood that you, from what you shechted? No, it's definitely not losavi toevel besecha. You're not picking it up. You're not taking it home. Take a broom and just sweep it over to cover up the dirt. Just kicking it onto cover up the blood. Kick it onto the blood. The only issue there is an issue ana. But if you're gonna, how can you compare that to taking a lulav shel avodah zarah where you have two issues? Lulav shel avodah zarah is not only an isra na'a, but you also have the problem of lo savi toeva, that it's always going to be a mitzvah b'avera, because the only way to do the mitzvah is by first taking possession of it. So it's always going to be lo savi toeva also. How does the Gemara even think to compare the two? So that's why he doesn't like approach number three. So he suggests approach number four. Approach number four. Osiyud Beis. Vilchora ha hechrach lomar kamosha ritzim lomar betchila ba'os dalid. Whoa. He says, approach number four is the Minchas Chinuch was dead wrong. When the Minchas Chinuch said that it's only an Israel of Savi Tavayva El Beisecha, it meant to your home. Minchas Chinuch said, Kal V'chomer El Yadecha. Of course you can't take it in your hand either, says Beis Halevi. No. Shteit in Torah El Beisecha, not El Yadecha. You're allowed to take it in your hand, you're just not allowed to take it in your home. So how do you take a lulav shalav al zara? Ay, mitzvah abav aveir? No, just take it outside of your house, and it's okay. Vein lahakshos zakati mayhik shabuchulun l'rava mehadim natali yatsa name of the sham ayri bichnisa l'bayis. Ah, you might ask, but wait a second, what about the Gemara Chulun we just quoted before where we tried to compare kisrei adam to lulav? Maybe you could say that you can't compare the two, because maybe the case of lulav that we were talking about, where we say that you're not yotzi, is when you bring it into your house, and it's mitzvah b'aveira. Because when you bring it into your house, it's still going to be mitzvah b'aveira. Said Zeni, imkein anu chalomer deshuv la'avim chalomer avgav nolav beso, ve'efshar, where are we? Mikol makom, you skip down, ha'efshar lomer degam b'chiyah agav nolav mitzvah b'aveira. He says, unbelievable. Since you could take the lulav outside of your house, and that would not be a violation of Lo Savi Toev El Beisecha, if you go and you bring the lulav inside your house, it's not a mitzvah ba avera. Why? Because what was the avera? The avera wasn't picking up the lulav. The avera was the moment you brought it into your house. Did that avera enable you to do the mitzvah? The avera didn't enable you to do the mitzvah at all. What enabled you to do the mitzvah was taking it in your hand. You could have done the mitzvah outside. You chose to do it inside. So it's not going to fit together. Mitzvah b'aveira l'shitas ha-tosos. So tosos l'shitas ha-tosos, who holds that lo savi toev el beisecha literally means el beisecha even when you're not getting any hana'ah from it. And therefore he says, we've got a problem over here. Isn't this mitzvah b'aveira? Might hold that lo savi toev el beisecha means literally only a problem in beisecha, but not a problem when you take it in your hand. And it was also going to hold the shitaso, therefore, that since you could have done the mitzvah in another way, and the avera didn't enable your mitzvah, tells the shitaso, daf lamed of an aleph, that that's not a problem. Mitzvah bab avera. Mitzvah bab avera is only when the avera enables the mitzvah. And that's how he deals with this problem, why it's not mitzvah bab avera, of lo savi toev el beisecha. So that one he seems pretty happy with. Yeah.
And what would be a case where bringing into your house is what enables you to do the avera? What would be a case like that?
We don't. Let's say we don't have such a...
St. Tosos then therefore says that in regards to toevas, there's no such thing as mitzvah bab avera?
That avera usually will not lead to a mitzvah bab avera, because there's no mitzvah that comes about, maybe. I mean, unless you come up with something that can only be a mitzvah that's in the bayis, mezuzah. Mezuzah shall have a desire. That would be, that's a trick. But, whatever it is, you got to come up with something. I guess, if you'd come up with something. So that's approach number four of the Beis HaLevi. Approach number five, I think someone suggested this in Shir the other day, or before Shir, someone suggested this to me, that Lo Savi Toev is not going on Misham Shevel Dezar. I think you suggested it already. Lo Savi Toev is not going on Misham Shevel Dezar. And the Lulav that we're dealing with is Lav Davka Avel Dezar Amash. Maybe it's Misham She'evel Dezar. If you look in the left-hand column over there, Acher Desfir Leila Ri, that's seven lines in the Toeva, Lo Nikra Rak Avel Dezar Atzim of Lo Misham Shin. The Smach Lezeb in the Darm Daf Nun Aleph. He says, how do I know that the Misham Shin are not called the Toeva? Meaning, Misham She'evel Dezar have certain dinim of Avel Dezar. But Toeva? Toeva is reserved for the real thing. So the Isra of Lo Savi Toev El Beisecha means don't bring the Toeva. Don't bring the Avodah Zarah. What's the raya to that? Nedarim Daf Nun Aleph. There's another Toeva. Toeva of Arayos. So the Gemara says, my Toeva, what's the etymology of the word Toeva? Toa Ata Ba. That you will have problems with her, with it. It's only going on Ba, on it, on the Toeva Atzma. So you see that that's the etymology of the word, is ba, is in it. So he says, it seems very clear then, why Rava would say Imnatal Yatza. Because we're not talking about using the Avodah Zarah itself, just using the Mishamshi Avodah Zarah. says another raya to this. Gemara Makas Taf Chafal from Beis. Gemara says over there, Hamavashal Gira Nasha Biyom Tov Va'achlo. Gemara, that's the sugya that goes through the Avera contest. How can you do one act that will be get you X amount of Malkios? How do you win the Avera contest? So it says, if you cook a Gira Nasha on Yantif, and you eat it, you get 5 Malkos. So Mukum La Rava Bim Vashal Ba'atzi Ashera. So he says that we're talking about they used the firewood you used to cook it was Atze Asherah, which is a violation of Liyidbrak Biyad Chamu Umam and Acherim. Amr Ravach, Abraid Ravel Ravashi, Vililki Nami Mishum Losavi Toev El Besecha. I shouldn't it be Losavi Toev El Besecha also? So he says, okay, must be that we're not talking about Atze Asherah, we're talking about Atze Hagdish. So it's not a problem of Losavi Toev El Besecha, because it's not a Toeva. So he says, Chor Kasha. Why don't you win the Avera contest by using Atzei Asherah then? Meaning, wouldn't that win you the contest then? That would get you six Malkos. So we're trying to come up with a case, oh, 5 Malkos! But if it was Asherah, it would be 6, so it must be that we're only talking about Atzei Hagdish. What do you mean? Just use Atzei Asherah. Give an example of Atzei Asherah. It's all a hypothetical. So use Atzei Asherah, and then you'll have 6. So he says, "Kasha de b'tchila ma'isal k'daytik to Rav Demukim l'batzi asheru. Maybe la'asar didei mikrod liyidbak d'chsim gabi mamun irin idachas umadu ashavik l'krod lo savi toev." And why didn't Rav quote the pasuk lo toev in the first place? Lo savi toev in the first place. He wants to. He knows that there's an isser of using asheru wood. So why does he quote the pasuk about irin idachas liyidbak liyadchamu uma and not the pasuk of lo savi toev, which is written about avodah zarah itself? Ah, v'lfimash k'safti b'dasari nicha. The Rava lo ratzu l'ukma b'asherah sha'ov dinosa. Rava didn't want to say that we're dealing with an asherah that you actually worshipped. Vavi avodah zarah dim keinika beiz malkos mishum lo yidbak. Because then he knows that you can have 2 malkios. Umishum lo savi toeva. Vavi sheish malkos. Vabraisa lo tani ala chamesh malkos. Umishum hachi mukim lo rava b'asherah shematminim tachtei avodah zarah. Vavi mishamshin. V'lek umishum lo savi. V'lok arak mishum lo yidbak. Umishum lo sach muleka tekay al tzipoy har. Didn't answer the other question. He asked that next, right? Meaning, what he answered so far is the reason why Rava thought of the pasuk of Leyidbak Biyodcha and not the pasuk of Losavi Toeva is because Rava assumed the Brisa must not have been talking about the Avodah Zarah Atzma. Leyidbak Biyodcha Mu'uma Min Acherim means nothing even associated with the Avodah Zarah. Losavi Toeva El Besecha is Toa Atava is it? It's only the Avodah Zarah itself. So he figured, if we're only going to be talking about Mishamshi Avodah Zarah, Losavi Toeva is not applicable. It doesn't apply over here. Because it's not a Mishamshi. Losavi Toeva is only on the Avodah Zarah itself. What about the other Kasha? Why didn't the Braisa come up with 60 Surim? So that he says, Ravach Hikshad Imkein HaBraisa Ayri Bisur Avodah Zarah Imkein HaGufa Kasha LaBraisa Amai Tani Loka Chamesh Lisni Loka Sheish Uba Asher Shovdin Osa Ba'atzma. He says it must be that the Braisa was trying to stay away from Avodah Zarah, because Avodah Zarah is millions of Isurim. So it's trying to stay away from Avodah Zarah, and that was the Gemara's Kasha back. If we were talking about an Avodah Zarah Isser, you could have done one better and said that we were talking about the Avodah Zarah Atzma and said that there are 60 Surim. Elamai, the Braisa must have been trying to stay away from Avodah Zarah and said, even without doing Avodah Zarah, you could still get 5 Malkios. That must have been the Kavan of the Braisa, and that's the give and take in the Gemara over there. But why does he quote all this? Just to bring a Raya that Losavi Toeva is only a din in the Avodah Zarah Atzma. Not a din in the Mishamshi Avodah Zarah. That's Beis Halevi's final approach, or at least the final one that I read till the end. But that's Beis Halevi's fifth approach in terms of dealing with this issue. Beis Hashem, tomorrow, again, I'm sorry I have to leave early, but Beis Hashem, tomorrow, we'll discuss the last issue of Mitzvot Lavdeyanos Nitnu, of Mitzvot that are meant for Hana, and then move on to Kitusim Echtoshire. Okay, have a great day.